This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Good to get AJ Hinch back in the mix as we get closer to baseball season.
Spring's right around the corner.
So they tell me.
Believe it.
Look outside. It's a harder sell. John, anticlimactic now, this Bregman thing. But we got it confirmed what we feared, or at least what I feared. He wasn't going to pick us.
Tigers it kind of feels like after it's been made public what the Tigers did offer, 6 at 171, that it just, he didn't want to come to Detroit.
And they still need a bat, and they still need some help on the infield defensively. And look, I guess the only criticism of Scott Harris, and I'm not certainly not trying to be overly critical today, I think they made a real competitive offer. They gave him the most guaranteed money on the market. The only thing would be you boxed yourself in now, and you got to get out of this. You got to find a way to pivot. But he waited to the last minute on the Erod thing. Didn't really get anything there. And waited to the last minute, really put all his eggs in the Bregman basket, and he's not coming here. So he's got to pivot and maneuver and find a way to still help this baseball team.
So it was asked on Twitch, somebody that just showed up at 9:07.
Mm-hmm.
Has Costa handed out any strikes yet?
This is a very different offseason than last offseason. I could bring up that they could have had Chapman for the money they offered Bregman, but I've been good today.
There have been missed opportunities before, and whether it was Scott Harris didn't think the timing was right. He obviously felt like the timing was right now.
Yep.
To make a competitive offer, one that was the best offer on the table, that we believe was the best offer on the table. We're not the ones that have to decide, do we want to play in Detroit, Boston? Do we want to go back to Atlanta or the Astros? All of that is decided by Bregman, and he can make whatever decision he wants. But I think it's clear he didn't want to come to Detroit. It drug out, and I was preaching patience yesterday. Now it's a matter of where do the Tigers pivot? Because they do need another right-handed bat. And you might not get one the caliber of Bregman,
no.
But you're also not going to spend the money of Bregman. But what are you going to do? And it's going to probably have to be in a trade. So who are you looking to make that trade, and what are you willing to give up?
They've got prospects. They've done a great job restocking that farm system. Prospects are currency. Prospects are what you offer up in trades. I don't think he's still available, but at the start of the offseason, Alec Bohm, third baseman for the Phillies, was reportedly on the table. He's a right-handed bat with some pop. Nolan Arenado has a no-trade clause. He's longer in the tooth.
Sure.
But as a right-handed bat, those are some options.
It's interesting you bring up Arenado, and I'll just mention this because I'm sure tomorrow we'll get into more of what is next after the reaction that we're having today. But Arenado's trade clause, no trade clause, does include the Detroit Tigers.
We think so, yeah. I think that was reported at one point.
But that was put in place in 21. And I can understand somebody not wanting to be traded to the Tigers in 20, 21, 22. But the trajectory of this team is different. And I'm wondering if he would be willing to waive that now that, one, A.J. Hinch is here. They made the postseason last year. It looks like a franchise that's the trajectory is on the way up. Maybe he would consider waiving that for Detroit if he was approached.
Well, I saw a list yesterday that the Tigers, this was before Bregman, so these odds I'm sure have changed, but were listed as the last team that would be trading for Arenado. They were, it was a 33-1 chance. So there's got to be some intel there. But like you said, if they're basing that just on the no trade, I wouldn't be interested in doing that. I think that's a knee jerk. If you wanted Nolan Arenado, you trade for Nolan Arenado in January. You know, I kind of just, like, I think the big thing now is that they need to add a right-handed bat. Hear me out here. There is a possibility that a Spencer Torkelson could be that right-handed bat. I would not bet on that, but it could happen. They're not betting on it, or they wouldn't be replacing him at first base. So, but does it need to be a third baseman?
Well, someone has to play third base.
But Vierling will play there some. Now he can go to the outfield permanently.
He's better defensively in the outfield and hasn't played a lot of third. Jace Young could play third, but the returns early have been, he's got a lot of work to do there still.
Well, yeah, but now he'll have the work. You won't have anybody blocking him.
There it is.
I mean, what if Torque actually makes the team? That means that he's hitting pretty well. What's he going to platoon with Carpenter at DH? You got Malloy mixed in here too, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it'd be a good problem to have if too many guys are hitting well.
I mean, is there a situation where Vierling's your everyday third baseman?
Well, he was gearing up to do that a year ago before they added Gio. So, yeah, I think that's one option.
Young platoons a little, the lefty, get him some breaks. Malloy goes to the outfield because Vierling's not there, because Torque is your platoon right-handed DH to cart.
Potentially.
But I'm very proud of you with your reaction today.
What does that mean?
And that goes back to the text we got a few minutes ago. I thought you were going to be livid when we came in this morning. And the fact that you saw that they made a competitive offer, they made them the best long-term offer, and sometimes you don't win. But what happened, a couple huge things. Number one, the opt-out was 2 years for the Tigers, and they're adamant on that, and I actually agree with that. But number two, they're willing to spend.
Last year, there was no leaked offer to Chapman or any of the other bats. So that's one huge difference. I think it's a sign that they're stepping forward into a more competitive era of baseball in Detroit. They were willing to throw real money around. I mean, we could say, well, their offer wasn't the best offer because AAV, right? Guaranteed money is what matters here. If Alex Bregman gets injured and never has access to $170 million again, will we say, well, at least he got 40 in year one? Or 120 for three, the Tigers offered the most guaranteed money on a 6-year commitment. I think that speaks to where they are as an organization, and I think it's encouraging.
It would have been interesting to see if he would have taken it, what the reaction would have been this morning.
What do you mean?
I think I would have been against it.
Really?
Yeah. Although I would have. I
think you're not alone. I don't think you're alone on that.
I think with the 2-year opt out, I would be hoping he has 2 good years and he opts out.
We'll get to Heather's news. Heather, what's going on?
Saquon Barkley doesn't understand why fans booed Taylor Swift when she appeared on the video boards during the Super Bowl. So he actually appeared on the Howard Stern show on Wednesday, and he was asked if he thought Swift and Travis Kelce would get engaged. He really had no opinions on that, but he did come to Taylor Swift's defense.
From where you're sitting, do you think Travis Kelce is going to marry Taylor Swift, or what do you think? What's going to happen there?
No idea. I will say this, though. They showed her on the Jumbotron, and she got booed. I don't get it. I don't get why she was getting hate there.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, she's just there supporting her significant other, and she's made the game bigger. You know, we're all about how can we expand the game and make it more internationally, and we're traveling to Brazil, and we're traveling to Mexico, and her being a part of it is only helping it. So I don't get the slack that she's getting. But, yeah, I can't give you an answer.
She's great in terms of getting more people involved with football. I'm not someone who at all is disappointed that Taylor Swift is shown for 5 seconds at a time or 10 seconds at a time. The booing thing, you guys know where I'm at on booing. If you've ever been to a sporting event and they show a fan of the other team, it's customary to boo. This isn't like a over-the-top, disrespectful thing that an opposing fan was booed at a stadium.
Right. Well, we know your stance. I mean, you boo kids.
Yeah.
So
do you think that, did they show any other celebrities? I know we saw them on TV, but did they show any other ones on the Jumbotron? Like at the game?
Yeah. I mean,
were they all booed?
No.
I'm just saying, go to a Detroit sporting event, and if they show fans wearing gear of the other team, they're going to get booed.
But she in particular.
Oh, she was singled out.
She not necessarily there, but in general. I mean, people call in and say how much they can't stand that Taylor. I'm not watching because sure. Taylor Swift is going to be there. Like, that's a little like she's definitely been singled out more than any other yep. celebrity, I feel like, at least. A UNLV football player was found dead in an off-campus apartment on Tuesday morning. Senior offensive lineman Ben Chrisman was 21 years old, very young. The university didn't share any other details and didn't release the cause of death. But he began his college career at Ohio State in 2021. He redshirted that season and then played one game in 2022, transferred to Kentucky, mm-hmm. didn't play in 2023 because of a knee injury, but he did appear in all 12 games last season on special teams before transferring to UNLV.
Yeah, it's a, don't know the reason. Mm-mm. It's a tragedy, no matter the reason.
Yep, for sure. Monroe County police arrested two people involved in a road rage shooting on I-75. This is in Erie Township. Officials say that the occupants of a silver Tahoe fired a handgun at a white Dodge Ram. Then there was kind of like a little like chase with that, right? Yep. Like, oh, you're gonna shoot at me? Yeah. Well, watch out. Anyway, police were called. They found a 63-year-old man behind the wheel, 58-year-old woman in the passenger seat. Both of them were arrested, but they say children were in both vehicles.
Oh, no.
Yes, and they did recover two loaded handguns from that Tahoe. Charges of assault with intent to murder are being sought against those involved. If you're going to drink, whether it's at my house or definitely not at John's, you might want to have some cheese beforehand.
Oh,
yeah. So
really?
According to at least one doctor, cheese, you know, has a lot of protein. It's got fat. It's got complex carbs and it can coat your stomach and it can help decrease the absorption of alcohol, which can help get rid of hangovers.
Oh.
Of course, like nobody has like the hangover cure. Like there's like, okay, have like a water, that a drink sure. of water. Stay hydrated, right, is like kind of the yeah. the idea. But nobody really knows the exact solution,
greasy
right?
So, breakfast sandwich, that's your answer.
That is the answer in the morning, the day after, go yeah. have that. But during the drinking, they say before, have that cheese too. And it's apparently very good.
Hmm. So, does it say what kind of cheese?
It talks about cheddar, brie, feta, and I did see blue cheese in here too
exactly
somewhere, John.
Make it all better.
It also can help replenish nutrients that are lost to alcohol, which is great. The vitamin Bs, the calcium, things like that. So there you have it.
Heather with the news. Dear John is next, 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is that Heather?
Yeah, I'm a cool mom.
Good morning, guys. If you missed any of the show, download the Odyssey app. We've got the chapters feature. You can go back and miss and catch anything you missed. Listen to 97.1 The Ticket on the app. You'll have a chance to win the ultimate trip to Vegas. That's $20,000. You and three friends, Circa Resort and Casino. That's Vegas' premier sports viewing destination. You'll visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Yeah, Heather's the cool mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, yeah. As some would
And people are getting on you, John. We've had so many of these texts.
I'm the bad cop.
Yeah, look at you. John, you could serve your country at 18, but you can't have a drink with dad when you come home.
All right, so call your congressman, your senator, your House of Representative. Like, call them if that's what you believe and that's what you want, and change the law.
Yeah. On the Bregman stuff, you're not going to hear us calling the Tigers cheap. They offered 6 years, $171 million. That was reported last night. He didn't take that offer. He took more money up front on a shorter deal, less money overall.
And he can opt out after year one.
And he's going to bet on himself to hit the ball off that green monster and get back into the pool and make up the money that way. But you can't accuse the Tigers of not showing up with a bag.
No, you can't. I mean, they made a legitimate offer. Yep. And that offer wasn't taken. And who knows? If they had said, yeah, okay, here's a one-year opt-out, I don't think that would have changed anything for him coming to Detroit, because it wasn't going to be $40 million this year.
And even if it was 40 with a one-year opt-out, we don't have the green monster. I don't think they're going to get... They've done ballpark renovations. I don't think they're going to get that installed in time.
Nope.
I don't think he's going to pick us. And that sucks. Like, I'm bummed. I know some people are relieved. I thought he would have been a really good addition to this ball club, and I think they agreed, which is why they ponied up
sure.
a real legitimate offer. And now they'll have to pick up the pieces and pivot. You can catch AJ Hinch if you missed it. Rewind, go back. We've talked about all of it. One thing we didn't really get into, John, we asked AJ about Torkelson. Here is the quote. This is from Chris McCoskey's piece in the Detroit News. And Chris sets this up well. He says, the Tigers have a brand new climate-controlled batting cage, all the bells and whistles. He could have his swing mechanics analyzed both biomechanically and metrically to get any kind of reading he could ever want. This is like a state of an art, you know.
Is that so, next to the new showers?
Yes. You're on your game today. McCoskey writes, Torkelson wants none of that. He doesn't even want to watch video. Quote, that's not me. That's not the way I roll. I'm pretty old school. And the fact that, you know, that felt good. The ball flight looked good. Must have worked. AJ kind of chuckled. He goes, no, trust me. You're going to see him looking at the iPad.
So I'll go back, and I don't know if it was 2 years ago, 3 years. It was probably 2 years ago. And we asked about Spencer Torkelson. And one of his comments at that time was, which he kind of followed up with today, Spencer Torkelson is a guy that gets in his head and overanalyzes every single detail. This is probably a little bit of a rebound off of that, trying to be a little looser,
yeah.
Because there is an art to it as well. It's not all science, and there has to be an element of feel. But for him, I think for us to take that just at face value and think, oh, well, he's not going to use all the tools at hand to stay in the major leagues.
It's not how he rolls, John.
There's a fine line between being too over analytical and not using it enough.
Well, you have to use some of it.
Sure.
Which is what AJ said.
Could you imagine, especially since that climate control one, I think they actually installed one on the new plane, too. Climate controlled.
Showers, planes.
Zero gravity. Scoreboards. Let's see what happens up in space.
You know, all jokes aside, you need to do those things to help make yourself a first-class place, to help your players develop and to attract players. You also have to offer up money in free agency, and they are doing both, which is the theme. When we talked to Scott Harris back at the deadline, Scott, can't you do both? And he said, yes, we can do both. They are trying to do both. You can't force someone to sign a contract. Right. You felt like you offered the best deal. He doesn't think the same. That's fine.
And you like to see, you don't want him to be cheap.
Yep.
You also like to see a little bit of, responsibility, fiscal responsibility. And it seems like they showed some of that, where they offered what they felt was their best offer, the best offer. And again, you can't force somebody to want to play in Detroit.
With the Torque thing, I wonder how much of this is he goes, this is my last shot. I'm going to do it my way. Meaning I'm going to remove a lot of this stuff and I'm going to go out literally swinging. I'm going to go out with the way and I don't know if it's going to go well for him.
It's like, you know, when we hear coaches that are on the hot seat in football, right? And there's an offensive-minded coach. Well, I'm going to take over the play call because I'm going to get fired. It's going to be on my terms. Brent Venables at Oklahoma, he's taken over the defense because if he's going to get fired after this year, it's going to be because he simply couldn't get the job done, not because somebody else that he hired couldn't get it done.
Did you have a teammate who just wouldn't watch film? Was like, this is how I roll. I'm old school. I put the pads on, roll them out, and see what happens.
I mean, like Kyler Murray? No, I mean, we haven't had anybody to that level where it's actually going to be written into their contract. Some guys watch more, some guys watch less. And it really comes down to production. If you're not getting it done on the field, then there's something that needs to be addressed. Maybe it's a study issue. Maybe it's a recovery issue. Maybe it's a workout issue. There's a lot of different things that you could go to. And for Spencer Torkelson, it's a production issue. So if you're not producing, you've got to find a way to make adjustments that will allow you to produce.
Okay, I'm not trying to troll here, but I mean, would Portis not watch film?
No, Portis just wouldn't practice. And I'm not going to go down that road again, which is why I said he's going to get somebody killed. It ended up being me.
Asked and answered, counselor.
All right. Anything else from AJ that stood out specifically? I know these guys will end up playing some during their show, but we've just been so Bregman heavy today. I mean,
when you talk, we didn't actually talk about, you know, how do you follow up a season like Tarek Skubal had?
Right.
Just because we had so many other things to talk about.
Went long but as it is.
When he talks about him and visiting him in New York or New York, if he's traveling to New York and he's trying to find a place to get a bullpen day in, success can do a couple of things to an individual. It can drive you to want more of that and know that you've got a little bit more in the tank. How good, how awesome can I be? And then there's other guys that are like, yeah, I'm just that good. I don't have to work. And to hear behind the scenes that he is always striving for that next level. So how do you repeat a Cy Young season? Well, you could be better. You're not going to be the same. You could be better. And, you know, back it up with back-to-back Cy Youngs. That's what we're all hoping for.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.